the past, phantoms of a world gone by, speak again the immortal tale.
The horror. The horror.
Stories of the supernatural and the supernormal, dramatizing the fantasies and the terrors of the unknown. We tell you this frankly, so if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, hear it you humbly and sincerely. Turn off your radio now.
This is The Horror. Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for joining me again this Saturday for more horror from the golden age of radio. We're going to hear this week from The Witch's Tale and their version of a story we've heard a few times before. You're familiar with it. It's titled Frankenstein. This version was actually done in two parts that I cut and pasted together. I left them intact, though, so the opening and closing is on each episode as they were when I found them. Witch's Tale is also our featured series on RelicRadio.com. There's a new link up on the navigation bar that says Series Showcase. I'll give you a brief rundown on the history of the show and a link to listen to all the episodes we've featured thus far. You can find that at RelicRadio.com. Without further ado, here's Frankenstein from The Witch's Tale.
Bring you The Witch's Tale, written and produced by Alonzo Dean Cole. Witch of Salem, and Satan, her wise black cat.
How 11 year old I be today? Yes, sir, 11 year old. Will Satan? Here, all these folks be gathered to hear one of our pretty little bedtime stories. And tonight, we're gonna tell them one that's become famous all over the world. You're right, Satan. A woman named Mary Shelley once writ this yarn of ours in a book. But she, nor no one else, never knowed the true facts of the case but me. Doubt self and life. Sitting in the spooky shadows is the way to hear our pretty tales. Now, draw up to the fire and gaze into them embers. Gaze into them deep, and soon you'll be with us in Switzerland. Soon you'll hear our yarn of Frankenstein. Frankenstein.
Professor Waldman.
Oh, just a minute.
Oh, good evening, Madame Moritz.
Good evening. Raining cats and dogs. Step inside so I can close this door.
Yes, Madame Moritz.
Oh, you're letting that wet umbrella drip all over my clean floor.
Oh,
you men of science. But I suppose I should be used to such carelessness after keeping house for Victor Frankenstein.
Oh, he's a very young scientist, Madame Moritz. Just wait until he reaches my age.
You make me shudder.
Where is our Victor? In his laboratory?
Is he ever anywhere else? Doesn't even come out for his meals anymore. What is he doing in there, Professor, that he's so mysterious about?
I don't know any more than you do. Our Victor is a genius, and genius shares its secrets with no one.
Professor Waldman, I'm worried about that boy. In the last 6 months, he's changed terribly.
Changed?
Yes. He thinks of nothing but this work of his. You know how much he loves his fiancée, Elizabeth. Yet 3 times he's postponed their marriage because it wasn't finished. And I'm afraid of whatever he's doing. I feel it is unholy.
Madame Maurice.
Unholy, I tell you. He forbids me to enter that laboratory of his. But he can't close up my ears. At night I hear frightful sounds from there. The cries of animals in pain. And then from him who has always been so kind. Insane shouts of triumph. And I've seen the things brutish-looking men bring in this house. Hideous things from the slaughterhouses and the morgues. Last week, the public executioner was here. He brought the body of that robber who was beheaded in the square.
There is no need for you to worry. However disgusting the tools he employs, you may be sure the object of Victor's work is to benefit mankind.
Mm-hmm. I hope you're right, but... He's coming from the laboratory. Hear him lock the door behind him. From the care he takes, one would think that room was filled with gold.
Good evening, Victor.
Oh, Professor Waldman. I'm so glad you received my message and came at once. Oh, Madame Moritz, get your hat and cloak. I must send you to your sister's.
In this awful storm?
Oh, is that a storm?
Is there a storm?
Well, then you must call a cab. I'm sorry, but Professor Waldman and I must have the house alone. This is the night for which I've worked so long. The night on which I'll finish the crowning achievement of the ages.
Victor, you are trembling with excitement.
What have you done?
Tomorrow all Switzerland shall know. My name shall ring throughout the world. And you shall know first, dear Madame Moritz. But tonight you must go. You must go now.
You mean your work is ended?
Yes.
There will be no more dead bodies coming through that door. No more horrors from the slaughterhouse.
No, that's over. That's over. Now go. Go, go,
I'm
go,
going,
go.
I'm going, even though I catch my death of cold in this awful storm. It'll be worth it.
Go, go, go. Please go.
Victor, what have you discovered?
Victor, she's out of hearing. She wouldn't understand.
She's gone. What is it?
Come and see. Come into the laboratory. Professor Waldman, from the putrescence of death, I have wrested the secret of life.
Life?
Yes. I, Victor Frankenstein, have created man! Look at him there. Bit by bit, I fashioned him. His organs, his limbs, his brain, his external flesh.
A beautiful sleeping child.
But sleeping only until I give him life. And now the time has come. That's why I sent for you, old teacher. You pointed out the path.
I know nothing of
this. Yes, you sent me to the ancients for forgotten knowledge. Through them I learned of magic and the hidden truths of nature. But I have gone beyond the ancients. In a moment I shall make a man. I shall be as God.
You blaspheme.
Why? To the race of whom this giant will be father, Frankenstein will be God's name.
Stop!
No, for I am greater than your lord.
You're mad.
Bah! What is this puny human tribe which he created? They must have delicate foods, long hours of rest. They're weak, decadent, scourged with sickness, a prey to heat and cold. Compared to this child of Frankenstein's great genius, men are flies living out a summer day. Look at him there. 8 feet tall. A mountain of strength. Immune to weather, illness, and fatigue. With a brain that will grasp in a single hour all that man must take a year to learn. This machine will give him life. I pull the lever.
What? No, don't!
In a moment he will breathe. And I shall have improved on nature. I shall have improved on God.
The giant's flesh grows warm. There's pulsation in his veins.
Soon he'll rise and walk.
Great God!
Oh, great Frankenstein!
Victor, the beautiful contours of his body are changing.
What?
His flesh is shriveling like a mummy.
He's becoming ugly. Misshapen.
You are creating a horror.
The machine, I'll turn it off.
Too late, he breathes. Christ! He is. May God forgive you, Frankenstein. You've made a monster.
I can't go back into that house. I can't look at him again.
You must. You should not have fled from him an hour ago. You are responsible for him. You are his creator.
You're right. I am the great God Frankenstein. But how could he have changed so as I gave him life? I planned a thing of beauty.
produced a loathsome horror.
Man cannot usurp the prerogatives of God. Let us go in.
All right.
Oh, why should I fear him?
His frightfulness may be only that of an exterior that I, in some way, marred. I gave him a brain capable of the most lofty thoughts, the noblest actions. Why, it's going to be all right. In the body of a fiend may be the nature of an angel. I planned his nature so.
Victor, the laboratory door is open. He has burst the lock.
His giant strength.
He's gone.
Mr. Wildman, what is that lying in the shadows?
It's Madame Moritz.
She didn't go to her sister's. She saw him. She fainted of fright.
Victor, she is dead.
No, no!
Her throat has been crushed by giant hands. The monster killed her.
No. I, the great God, Frankenstein.
Well, my boy, how does it feel to be on your feet again? Not bad after a year in bed, I'll wager.
A year has passed since that awful night.
Ah, here now. I forbid you to speak of that just yet.
Oh, I'm quite strong now. And we must talk, Professor. This is the first opportunity I've had to be with you alone.
Careful, Victor. Elizabeth is in the next room, and your mother.
They don't know.
No one knows but you and me. They think your ravings of the monster simply figments of delirium. And you have been quite mad, you know.
Yes. Mercifully mad. Till a week ago, the darkness lifted from my brain to let me remember and to fear. What other crimes is the thing I made committed since you brought me here? Where is he? You must tell me.
You have nothing to fear, Victor. The monster is dead.
Dead?
Yes.
You're not lying to me. You're not lying just to ease my mind.
No. During the week after his disappearance, he was seen in several villages. And the superstitious farmers took him for a demon from another world. At last he was fired upon and wounded. A trail of his blood was traced to the edge of a mountain chasm 1,000 feet in depth. We shall never hear of him again.
Dead. He's really dead. Oh, I feel as though the weight of time itself were lifted from my shoulders. I'm free again. My nightmare is over. There's nothing more to fear.
Victor, darling.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Come in, my dear.
I hope you'll forgive my intrusion. I heard Victor's voice, and it sounded so different, so happy. I simply had to come in and see you.
Oh, I am happy, dear. I shall be happy forevermore.
You will be even happier if left with Elizabeth alone. Oh, I know, young lover.
Oh, really, Professor?
I'll see you later.
Elizabeth. Dearest sweetheart.
How good it is to see you yourself again. You've been so ill, so close to death.
But now I have returned to life, and to you forever.
You mean until you go away again? Back to your studies, your experiments?
No, my studies are over. My experiments are ended.
Victor!
I shall never enter a laboratory again. There will be no more postponements of our wedding.
Then I shall have you all my own. For always.
Always.
Oh, my dear. You don't know how happy that will make me. I've been so jealous of the science which kept you from me. It seemed to keep you from even the scar.
I have come back to you. Thank God.
Elizabeth?
Oh, your mother is calling you. I must tell her. Perhaps we can be married right away.
Tomorrow, if possible.
How I love you.
How I love you.
Elizabeth!
Coming, Mother Frankenstein. Oh, I'm so happy.
And I. Happy. Happy. Happy! There's nothing now to fear.
You're wrong, Frankenstein.
You! Alive!
Yes, I! The monster you created.
And Satan, these folks has got to wait till next time to hear the finish of this pretty yarn. Then we'll tell them some true facts about this Frankenstein and his monster that'll make their hair curl.
Written and produced by Alonzo Dean Cole. Join old Nancy and her black cat, Satan.
Hannah, and 2 year old I be today?
Yes, sir.
Hannah and 2 year old. Well, Satan, if these folks will just douse out them lights and make it nice and dark, we'll finish telling them that pretty story we begun last time they was here. We already told them how that scientist fella discovered the secret of life and made a monstrous, ugly giant whose first act was to strangle our old lady. Then he disappeared, and the fella who made him thought he'd been killed. Until a year later, he heard the giant's awful voice a-calling him. Now draw up to the fire and gaze into the embers. Gaze into them deep and hear the rest of our yarn about Frankenstein. Frankenstein!
I'll follow to this desolate place as you bade me. What do you want of me?
To show you my home, Frankenstein. This barren cave upon the mountainside, exposed to the winds and howling beasts. Here I, the monster you created, live, whilst you reside in comfort. I want to show you my solitude, whilst you are planning marriage.
I thought you'd dead.
You made me too strong. The fall you heard had killed me, could not destroy my body. I simply disappeared from man because man has shut me out. Even you cannot bear to look at my repulsive being. Even you, my maker. You, my God.
God. The great God, Frankenstein.
Yes, when you made me, so you called yourself.
How did you learn that I was your creator?
Upon that night when I first knew life, you fled from the horror you'd given breath from me. I was naked, it was cold. I wrapped a cloak of yours about me. There were papers in his pocket. When I learned to read, I found those papers were your notes of my creation. A pretty tale they told of how you made me from the refuse of the slaughterhouse and morgue. I'm partly man and partly beast. You owe me recompense for the awful life with which I am cursed. That is why I summoned you tonight, that you may pay your debt.
What do you wish?
A companion.
Companion?
Yes, Frankenstein. Oh, I hate you, yet I love you, for you're all I have. Take pity on the thing you made, for I am lonely, with a hunger that no man can ever know.
You want me for your companion?
No, you no more than other men can bear to look upon my frightfulness. Give me a creature as loathsome as myself, one who will not turn from me to hide its eyes in horror.
You mean create another monster?
Yes, for everything upon this earth excepting me, there is a mate of my breed. I am Adam. Frankenstein, make me an Eve.
Eve? A female?
Yes.
No.
Yes, you planned marriage. Why not I?
Oh, no, no. Why, you might loose upon the world a race of monsters. A race who would destroy mankind.
I swear we'll do no harm, Frankenstein. I bet.
Never. I presume no more upon the powers of heaven. I experiment no longer with the mysteries of God.
You will not create for me a mate?
No, a thousand times.
Yet you yourself will take one? Beware, you made me strong. I can crush you like a shell.
I'm not afraid of you. Only of life's secrets I have already probed too deep. I will not do the thing you ask.
Then die!
Right!
No! I spare you now. At the hour of your greatest happiness, I will strike. Straight to your heart, Frankenstein. Wait and fear, for I'll be with you on your wedding night. On your wedding night!
Victor, how can you be so sad tonight when all our dreams have just come true?
Oh, I'm not sad, dearest. Well, how could I be when at last you are my wife?
Victor? You're keeping something from me.
Oh, no, no.
You are. Professor Waldman has been acting strangely, too. And the grounds outside are filled with strange men who look as though they were policemen standing guard. You have nothing to fear, my darling. No enemy who would harm you on our wedding night.
Oh, of course not, darling. Why, what could I be afraid of on our wedding night?
Victor Frankenstein.
Oh, yes, yes. I'll let you in, Professor Waldman.
Victor, come with me at once. Well, excuse me, Elizabeth. I must speak to your husband alone.
What is all this mystery?
It's nothing, dear. Now, you stay here. I'll explain everything when I return.
Hurry, Victor.
Yes, yes. Excuse me, dear.
But, Victor,
come on. Close the door tightly.
See the monster? You see the monster?
The police have him surrounded.
Go ahead.
Come on.
Oh, wait. He's cunning. I can't leave Elizabeth in that room alone.
It is you he threatened to strike, not her. And we have him in a net. He cannot get away.
Then lead me to him. At last, let me destroy the awful thing my hands have made.
Elizabeth, quick! Back to that room!
Oh, God, keep her safe! The door is locked!
You're gonna burst it open!
Elizabeth! She's lying crumpled on the floor!
That open window! The monster!
Straight to your heart, Frankenstein! Straight to your heart!
Elizabeth! Elizabeth! She's dead.
So, Frankenstein, you tracked me down.
You fiend of hell, stand out from those rocks where I can see you.
So you may aim at my breast that pistol which you carry. Very well.
I have you now.
Not yet.
You forget how fast I move.
Let me go.
Oh, did you think to destroy me with weapons such as this?
Oh.
I, whom you made superior to the puny race of men,
oh.
I throw your pistol into yonder chasm. I release you unhurt and unharmed.
Somewhere, sometime with another weapon, I shall bring you death. Tonight you have killed the woman I love best in all the world. On her broken body, I have sworn to live for your destruction.
I told you I'd strike you to the heart. You thought I made your heart of flesh, your body. There was a better way. I've turned your happiness to misery.
God, great Lord of all, destroy this monster.
You are my God. You, my Lord of all. Listen, my father. As you denied me the comradeship of one frightful as myself, now you are denied a mate. As you condemned me to a life of solitude and sorrow, now you are condemned. You've sworn to live for my destruction, you have said. Your hate will make you follow me across the world, through the sun-scorched desert and the icy plain. You know heat and cold and thirst and hunger, to which I, your creature, am immune. How well you made me, great God Frankenstein. You'll follow me across the world. I always just ahead. You always just behind. Until your body wrecked by age and sorrow, we will reach the end. Now I go, and you will follow.
I will follow. To your death.
To the death of both. For you and I henceforth are one.
Oh, across the way. 3 points starboard.
Across the way. 3 points starboard.
Across the way, here in the Arctic Circle.
Aye, sir. Take his glass. It's a man on a floating block of ice, probably block away from the mainland, sir.
Gad, a white man, 1,000 miles from humankind.
Some explorer, probably, like ourselves.
Yes, who's lost his party. He may be a companion of that strange giant we saw in the distance a week ago.
If we can get him, sir.
We'll try. Man the longboat.
All hands up, man the longboat. Cross the way, cross the way.
It's a strange story you tell, Mr. Frankenstein. You've pursued this man for 40 years.
Not a man. A monstrous fiend. Over mountain and desert, ocean and plain. In the fells of Africa, here to the Arctic Circle, I have followed. I always just behind. He always just ahead. 40 years, I have known no home, no friend. Only solitude, misery, and an empty dream of vengeance. Now I'm dying. I can pursue no longer.
There, there, man. 5 days on that ice floe didn't do you any good. But our ship's doctor will soon have you on your feet and as good as new. What you need now is lots of rest, so I'll leave you until morning. Good night, Mr. Frankenstein.
Good night, Captain. Rest. Lots of rest.
Yes, my father.
You.
I crept aboard the ship when darkness fell.
I expected you. For we have reached the end.
Yes, a god as miserable as is Adam. And Adam is sorrowful as his God.
Sorrowful because your vengeance is over?
No, Frankenstein. At the end, there is no longer heart for vengeance. All things cease. All things begin again. You're dying. The son cannot survive the parent. Let me lift you in my arms.
Carry me to the deck.
Gently, tenderly I bear you. For you're all I've had to love. All I've had to hate. Frankenstein, forgive me at the end.
I forgive. And forgiveness beg. Beneath these icy waters, let there be one grave for both.
You and I, creator and created.
My presumption and your misery.
We're at the rail. The waters wait below.
Let us find peace together. Now.
The end.
The end.
And them's the true facts about the stem of Frankenstein. Come see us next week, and Satan and me'll have another yarn to spin yet. Thank you.
it for the show this week. I'll be back Wednesday with another horror replay, and in 7 days with a brand new episode of The Horror. We're going to hear something from the Hall of Fantasy next week. And find more old-time radio at relicradio.com, along with links to our forum, Shoutcast Stream, all the other shows, and everything else going on. You can email me at relicradio@gmail.com. Follow the shows on Twitter at twitter.com/relicradio. Thanks for joining me today. I'll be back next week with more from The Horror.